In the session this afternoon, we're going to consider directly a topic that has been a particular concern to all of the speakers we've already heard. This is the subject of the faculties of our universities and their role in the problems that we have been discussing in higher education. The title of this session is Have We Lost Our Faculties? As our speakers, we have three faculty members. Professor Tonser, the University of Michigan, Professor Van den Hogg of New York University, and Professor Vivas of Northwestern University. During the program thus far, we've heard from representatives of university trustees. We've also heard from representatives of university administrators, and we're very pleased to have on the program this afternoon these three representatives of university faculties. Now, most of the comments that have been made in the program thus far by our various speakers have been very critical of university faculties. Our speakers have generally taken the point of view that our universities today are primarily controlled by faculty members, their faculty organizations, rather than by the trustees or even by the university administrators. And I believe there's little doubt that today various faculty committees are an important part of the hierarchy of most of our universities. And that over the years, and particularly in the last few decades, this power has been increased. I also believe that the general point of view of our speakers thus far has been that the power of the university faculties in most universities has become excessive from the point of view of the effective organization of these educational institutions. Because of this criticism of faculties in higher education today, it's possible that our speakers, as faculty members, may want to defend themselves. But I believe, in addition, and much more important, the principal task of our speakers this afternoon is to probe a little more deeply into the causes of some of these problems and, if possible, to tell us what they think ought to be done. Well, it's my pleasure to introduce as our first speaker, Professor Tonser, Professor of Intellectual History at the University of Michigan, and also the President of the Philadelphia Society.